Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale, so this is, of course, Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, February 13th. Valentine's Day is tomorrow, which I love pretty much all holidays, but I love Valentine's Day, too. Just to be able to spend it with the ones you love, for your friends and family, and your, of course, significant other, if you have one. Before I say hello to my co-hosts, I would like to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We almost always have a phone number or a website, something like that, that you're going to want to write down. So you want to be ready for that. And then please press 1 on your phone now if you'd like to chat with us. If we know who wants to talk with us in the beginning, I can be sure to make enough time, and that way we have a better chance of getting to everybody. So, all right, on that note, I'm going to go ahead and say hi to Nate, who's actually home today. Hi, Nate.
I can't believe it. I actually am home. And kind of exciting. We yesterday had the actual thought of taking and going, buying a bunch of hearts and putting it on our Christmas tree that we haven't been able to take down yet. I mean, we've been traveling so much, it's been literally crazy. So we're excited to be home, although we got about 4 inches of snow, but glad to always be on the call and be a part of it.
So you've got snow. It's still Christmas. Okay.
Yep, there you go.
All right. And then the joyful Linda Tellington-Jones. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. I'm always joyful when I'm on with you and Nate. And you know, isn't it funny, Nate? Even though there's snow, just to be home is such a gift, isn't it? Snow or not.
Oh, I tell you, it is nice just to kind of, we were counting up in the last month.
Oh, Nate, you're cutting out a little, Nate.
What's going on?
Oops.
Are you there, Nate?
I'm here. Hello.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if it was just me or if it was you.
No, I'm sorry. No, I was just saying, you know, in the last month, we were counting up that I've literally been in 8 different beds, so it is nice to be home.
Oh, you know, speaking of snow, one of the things I was thinking before we actually got on the call this morning is how that snow affects the behavior of horses and how valuable it is to have the Beamer to put on them to just change those muscles, you know, relax those muscles and get the horse so that they can focus. And it's really interesting from the safety factor. That's the thing that I just really I think that is something that I don't see emphasized enough of why people, you know, why a person that has a horse that gets pretty high in the winter because they're cold, and it's just so much more comfortable and safe. Well, yes, we've talked about these horses. Some of the horses I can think of over the years, oh my God, I wish I had to be wrong. Because you're trotting in circles, you know, when you first get on. This is in the days before we had arenas, you know, in the snow in Canada. And you'd get on, and we always wore these wool blankets that go over the loin. You don't see those anymore in this country. But that's the only way you can warm them up. And now we have Beamer and we have the ERT touch. That really makes a difference, too. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, definitely thinking about warming up those muscles, absolutely, for safety. Yeah. Go ahead, Nate.
It is so funny because, you know, in my travels, I've had to neglect going out and doing some of my sessions that I normally do at different stables. And actually that's a good thing because one of the actual stables ended up purchasing a Beamer because of me not being around. So, but anyway, I get some pictures from Chloe, the trainer, and I'm telling you what, it's almost comical. Again, I wish we could show you pictures through this broadcast. But she said, Nate, it is crazy. These horses, they know the benefit that they're getting. And I mean, I literally got pictures of horses smiling and lip curling, and it's too funny. So be without it for a while. When they get it again, they sure do love it.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed
good
that, with, you know, both people and with animals is that,
you know, sometimes they're people or, you know, the animals will get to, or, you know, usually it's owners will start thinking, well, I don't know how much it's doing. And then, you know, they'll stop coming in for their sessions. And then it isn't very long before they're like, you know, I didn't think how much it was doing, but then when I stopped, this came back and then they started to do this and then they stopped doing this again. And yeah, so.
I mean, that's a really important point. I have a young woman in Germany who's one of my IBDs, and she just turned 40 last year. And, you know, she is just passionate and full of life and extremely healthy. And she bought a Beamer just because she saw what it did for me. And she wants to be like I am when she's my age. So they
who doesn't?
To their, yeah. So they didn't take it with him on vacation in Spain for 2 weeks. And she said she didn't sleep as well. She was so happy to have that experience because then she knew for her people, you know, for her customers, what it really can do when you don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. So we've got a few people that want to chat with us. So let's go ahead and get started on this list. All right. We've got area code 480. Area code 480. You're live on Blog Talk.
The X-ray, the CT scan,
hello?
DNA throughout history, these
okay. Not sure what that was. All right. Our next caller is area code 248. Area code 248. You're live on Blog Talk.
Thank you. This is Vicki in Michigan. I was watching the replay of the launch of the vet unit in Florida, and Mariel was talking about using two cuffs on the neck at the same time. She never got around to saying whether both of them are on, because she also mentioned, or maybe it was Dr. Kate that said that there's quite a bit more stimulus in the cuffs than the, I'm going to call it the B body for the horse, the blanket.
Do you
use them both on at the same time on the neck?
Nate, can you answer that one for us?
Yes, you can. And understanding that you're just getting a broader range of coverage in the neck area. So it's no problem to have them on at the same time.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Vicki. Appreciate the call.
Uh-huh.
All right. Our next caller is area code 713. Area code 713, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Sandra. Hi, it's Sandra in Houston.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi. So one of my team members is trying to get on, and she's getting a busy signal. So what was that secondary phone number that y'all have talked about before?
Yeah, I don't know which one she's trying, but you can try 515-605-9877. I don't know which one she's trying. And if you wouldn't mind giving me...
605-9877?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll send that
and
to her.
And if you don't mind, if I call you after and get her number, because I'm trying to give them all the numbers that people are having trouble
getting in because we're still having this problem. Okay. So, okay, thank you.
Okay. So, and so with that, I'm asking a question on her behalf. The August 14th horse event that's going to be happening in Florida, do you know who's going to be presenting at that?
I don't know. Nate, do you know about that?
I'm not sure. I know Muriel just had one just a few days ago, and it might be another one that she has scheduled. I would venture to say probably 95% sure it's probably her.
Okay. So how could we find out a little bit more about the structure of what's going to be covered, what's the event like? She's
honestly,
thinking about going
honestly to
Houston.
Say, I'm not exactly sure without seeing the posting. And where did you actually see the post? Is it on the back office?
I'm guessing she saw it in the back office because, unfortunately, I'm asking the question on her behalf.
Okay. And if it is in the back office, it should have a flyer attached with it and tell you who's presenting and more of the details. If you don't find that, maybe reach back out to Rainey and I'll find out and see if I can find any information out for you.
Okay. Yeah, she just texted me and said it is in the back office.
So
I guess she managed to get on the call, but she hasn't pressed one yet. So I'm still leading the questions on her behalf. The other thing she asked me, do you all know any info on update on when the basic plan is going to be available?
For
horses?
I know Nate's kind of panel is working on that. I don't know if you guys have an ETA for that.
Well, actually, we spent 3 hours just the other night on the phone, and we're doing a bouncing back and forth in between the committee and Dr. Burka, Dr. Kate, and compliance. And so we are in the process, and it is getting really close. We're getting close to having a final draft of FAQs and usage. It's right around the corner.
Great. Okay. All right. I'll let you take the next caller.
All right. Thanks, Sandra, so much.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Our next caller is area code 978. Area code 978. You're live on Block Talk.
Good morning. Jim Lippincott up here in Massachusetts. A little snow.
Hi, Jim.
Hi. So, question, has anyone ever done an examination of costs of vet visits going down with the use of horse Beamer going up, if you know what I mean? I mean, if you have a barn that's got 15 horses I'm trying to have people justify the cost of a horse unit by realizing they have lower costs overall as a result of it.
So you're talking about, you know, like just general vet visits and vet costs going down because they've used Beamer. As far as I know, there is no kind of studies like that. You know, and of course with Beamer, we're never suggesting that this is going to be a replacement for veterinary care. So, I mean, first and foremost, I want to make sure to say that. But in being able to keep horses, we talked about earlier, warming them up so there's less injuries, being able to keep behavioral things a little bit more under control. There's less chance of injuries that way. That potential is there, but not just for general vet care. I mean, Beamer is certainly not a replacement for that. Nate, I don't know if you, Nate or Linda, probably too. I mean, you work with a lot of barns with a lot of horses, both of you, if you've heard of, you know, kind of some general costs going down that way.
Absolutely. I will agree with you in your comment. It is not to replace actual veterinarian care, but in working with some different facilities, they have seen some pretty significant financial gains in actually having Beamer use involved into their whole procedure of taking care of their animals. So, of course, there's not any kind of particular study involved in that, but other than firsthand anecdotal information, we have seen it. So, and actually, I want to say something real quick. I did get a text from Belinda, and she said a number that is working For the call is 323-642-1520.
323-642-1520. 1520. Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
I know we are still having some people having trouble getting on, and I'm sorry, I've been back and forth with Blog Talk over emails, and I'm trying to let them know people that are still having trouble, and that's what they keep asking, but I haven't actually got any, you know, definitive answers from them. So sorry about that for all those of you that are still having trouble connecting on. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Jim, did
that
answer your question? Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
I didn't. I'm certainly not wanting to replace the vet at all. I mean, there's always the need for a quality veterinarian. But I'm just believing with more use of the horse blanket, the horses are going to be healthier and therefore not no need to call the vet for a specific issue. I mean, a regular
right.
exam, that should happen, all the rest, for sure.
Yep. You know, similar to what it would be for us. I mean, you're still going to go to your doctor for your yearly, you know, physicals and blood works and things like that. But, you know, it's probably going to cut down on some of those more, you know, acute problems, you know, illnesses and injuries and things like that. So, absolutely.
Right. Cool. Okay. Well, thanks very much.
All right. Thanks, Jim. And I also just got a text from somebody that's been having trouble for weeks. Getting in, and he just said that 515 number that I gave him is actually working today, and he's been having trouble for the last several weeks. So maybe we are making some progress. We'll see. All right. Our next caller is area code 605. Area code 605, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Sandy from Cold South Dakota.
Hi, Sandy. Cold South Dakota,
Hi.
Huh?
Yeah, like minus 11.
Oh, geez.
Rainey, what I have a question about isn't something we can talk on the horse day, but could you give me a call when you get done or sometime later this afternoon? I have a couple questions.
I sure
questions.
Can. I've got something to do right after Blog Talk, but I will certainly give you a call later if that's all right with you.
That's okay. I'm home all day. I'm not going anywhere because of the minus degrees, so that would be awesome
no
if you
problem.
Do that.
Okay, no
problem,
Sandra. Thanks. Good to hear from you.
All right.
It's always good to have Sandy back. All right. Next caller, we've got area code 331. Area code 331, you're live on Blog Talk.
Yes. Hi, this is Marie Fortier from Houston. And
hello.
I was able to get onto the call, so thank you. And I know Sandra asked some questions on my behalf. But I don't know all that she may have asked because I just kind of came in at the tail end. But question on the event obviously that's coming up in Florida is, and I know I had some dialogue with Nate earlier this week. But do we know if some of the committee members will be there? And I guess secondly, you know, do we plan to have more of these sessions, which would be great, right around the country? And when?
Well, actually, Muriel is the head of the committee. So, yes, as far as anybody else, there could be one other one that might be with her. But,
okay.
Yes, we are trying to work on some different type of scenarios of training, whether you would call it a horse academy or maybe like a Super Saturday horse event. But yes, we're trying to put together some more educational processes. So it's all in the go. So we're just trying to figure it all out how we're going to make it work.
Okay. No, that's fine because I intend to go to the event in March as much as I can. And I just wanted to get more information, right, as I want to invite other people to come. So, you know, like I heard as well on the flyer, there should be the contact information. So I'll reach out to that individual and get a little more info on how they intend to structure the day.
Very good. I know Muriel does a wonderful job of educating, and she's got a wealth of information, so I'm sure you'll be pleased with the event.
In good hands. So the and I guess Nate, from since we did talk, I don't know who leads this call. I'm just starting to join them when I can, but I just wanted to know if I can have also that person's name and number, and then when I need to get in contact, I can do that as well. So I'm not always calling you, Nate. Right.
Well, actually, one thing that we are going to be setting up, and of course, in the actual usage, like the usage-support.beamer.services that we send people for pro use, is we're also setting up the same thing. In any kind of usage questions, they need to go through Beamer
right.
because there needs to be an actual ticket generated to knowing exactly what's going on and who's asking what. And so with that, then from that particular category, it will be forwarded on to a veterinarian professional, which would be Dr. Kate and also Dr. Marlies Funk. And so those will be returned in timely manner to get your questions answered. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Mary. Appreciate it. Yeah, so as you all can see, they're working on a lot of things right now to help not only educate but also create support for this veterinary unit, which I know you've all been kind of wanting for a long time. So these are all processes, and Nate will keep us apprised as things go, because he's on that panel. So he'll be able to let us know what they've gotten, what they've, you know, are working on, and what they're going to have available and when. So we're lucky to have him on this call with us. All right, our next caller is area code 910. Area code 910, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, everybody. Jane McLaren in Lexington.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. I'm going to add a little bit about Jim's question. I think he's up, well, he's in the Northeast somewhere, Massachusetts. What I've noticed, my horse just had oral surgery yesterday. So he was shipped up to a great veterinarian, and he came back easily. My point in all that, in sharing this, is that he was so easy to work with. They considered it a joy to work with this horse. He didn't waste any of their time by being bulky or scared or worried about doing what he had to do in the new place. And so I think it's a good example of how the Beamer horse set can save people a lot of time, not to mention shipping, hauling, anything where a horse is nervous or upset about doing something they don't want to do, vet visits, farrier, it goes on and on. So not only do you save money, but you can save time.
And your vet's not going to shake their head every time you call them out to their house if your horses are easy to work with.
Yes,
or your farrier, for that matter. Thanks so much, Jane. That's definitely, yeah, there's definitely important things. I mean, time is money for a lot of us, especially if you're, you know, working with a lot of horses and things like that.
Oh.
So anything that's going to save you time and effort, and there's a safety, you know, issue in there as well. And then the ease of handling for your farriers and veterinarians is also a big, big, huge plus. Yeah, absolutely.
May I add one thing?
Difference.
May I add something?
Sure.
Belinda Foster, who is part of the team giving an academy in Lexington, Kentucky, called me. And they asked if maybe Joey and I could help boost attendance. So I just thought while I was on the phone here, I could, if there's any IBDs out there in the area of Lexington, Kentucky, or anywhere near us, the academy is the 13th and 14th of March. And I think it's going to be a really, really good one. And I think we'll have a lot to do with the horse set also, considering, you know, here we are in the horse capital of the world, right?
Absolutely. So if you are anyone in the area and you're wanting more information on the, you know, the horse set and training things, that would be a great academy to get to. And it's, I'm sure, listed in the back office. So you can all go there and get registered and make it a great, even a better academy by boosting attendance.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jane. We'll talk to you later.
Righto.
Okay. Linda, I was thinking you were going to add something there.
Well, the idea that by putting the beamer on for your farrier and before you haul the horse makes such a difference. And I think it's one of the, when you see how many people have trouble with their horses with the farrier and how hard that is on the farrier, boy, that alone is worth the blanket when you've got horses that have issues, and it's just amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a picture of a horse that had to be tranquilized every time this horse was shod, and they with a beamer on him, he's standing there with a ground tied, not even tied. And you know, I just can think of another. Becky Hart had a horse that was really nice, but very, you know, well-trained horse, gave all the feet, not a problem, but had a bit of an issue from a hard endurance ride, and the fairy was really having trouble. They just put the blanket on, and literally after 10 minutes, she stood there and was able to pick up her foot. Because sometimes these horses can't give their feet in a way that would be a lot easier for the farrier, just because of stiffness or tightness. And that's what beamer does. It's like a miracle. It really is a miracle.
It really is. You know, and that, you know, and is talking about saving some costs for the veterinary costs. I know when we go out, you know, the way we charge for farm calls for horses is by time. So if we spend half the time fighting and, you know, trying to wrangle and catch and you know, it's that's going to increase your cost. If we can just walk up and do what we need to do and then be done, you know, your cost is going to be down from that. So absolutely.
Well,
I mean, I know there's a lot of.
Yeah. And what Jane said about, you know, taking the horse into a strange place. When you have a horse that is in the parasympathetic state every day, it's accumulative. They get along easier in new environments. That means when you take a horse to any kind of an event or a show or have to move them or have to whatever situation, like just going into the vet, the horse is able to handle it. Instead of reacting, they can stay present. And that's thanks to that beamer getting them into parasympathetic, not just the blood flow. I think it's every bit as important for the effects on them.
And don't forget to take the opportunity to introduce the beamer to your farrier, not only for the horses, but I tell you what, I have got more farriers that have actually signed on and bought pros because them guys are putting their bodies into some very interesting circumstances, and they're bending over all the time, and they're bending their knees, and so they have a lot of different lower back issues, and I tell you, take the opportunity to put him on it at the same time or before he actually starts shoeing and let him know that this is a $30, $40 gift that I'm giving you and let him see the difference personally. And then he can actually watch it while it's actually happening with a horse.
Yeah. And that's a really important point because they'll be able to shoe longer, shoe more horses, not be in pain. It's really, really is a miracle for horse and farrier. And I loved what Jane said because we haven't heard it on for a while, and that is the advantage before you haul a horse, before you put them in the van or in the trailer. It's just so useful. And, you know, it's interesting. I would have never left the beamer on a horse in the trailer with the original one because where the beautiful brain is, they can,
it's too accessible.
But, right. But with the orange box up higher, I think that's one of the advantages I haven't heard mentioned, but it is, I don't know if any of you know situations where a horse turned around and bit it, thinking it was an apple.
Yeah.
This happened in one situation I knew about. So it was a really, I think, a good move to put it up high on the
moving it higher on the shoulder is a big thing, you know. And I think it's important that we talk about a little bit, you know, we're talking about, you know, using beamer in these specific situations, but I think I think we need to remember, too, that in a lot of these situations, like with Jane's horse, this is a horse that's been beamed regular. So this is now a regular. It's, it wasn't just she beamed him for the first time before she sent him up there for, you know, for this travel and for the surgery. This is a horse that is, you know, kind of rebalanced now with, you know, behavioral and, you know, being able to handle these things, because it's a horse that's beamed regularly. And now you kind of reset their response systems to these events. So it's important to remember that we do talk about, you know, being sure to beam them before you, you know, before a big show, or be sure to beam them before you put them in the trail, or be, or before the farrier comes, or things like that. But it's going to always work the best if this is a horse that's, you know, got, been getting beamer regularly. So, and even, you know, in our pro manual, it says it's more important to be using this on a regular basis than it is any particular intensity. So, yeah, I think that's important to remember for
really
our horses
good,
as well.
Yeah, that it is accumulative, that the effects are accumulative. And particularly in terms of that staying in the parasympathetic. I have to skip out. I've got another call right now, so it's been a pleasure to be with you all.
Thank you so much, Linda. It's always wonderful to have you with us.
Till next week. Aloha.
Aloha. You know, Nate, we haven't done tips for a while, and, you know, I was thinking with everyone talking about how cold and snow that we should just bring up again how important it is to protect our beamers, you know, and those lithium batteries that don't do well in extreme hot or cold. So this isn't something that you want to leave this bag out in the barn or, you know, in your trunk or in your garage or something overnight, unless you have a, you know, a heated tack room or something like that. This is something you're going to want to take in the house and be sure to keep warm through these cold winter months. So. I want to make sure everyone remembers that.
Yep, and just a reminder that you want to make sure that you, in using your new, and actually it's coming out, I guess, sorry for the confusion, I guess we're calling this now V3. The old unit that we had, which was brown, is considered V2, and then the original beamer, which basically had 3,000 is V1. So anyway, as you're charging your new V3, you want to make sure to take that battery down to where it's almost totally deleted, and then recharge it up. And you make sure you do that for a good 2, 3, 4 times. And then you'll actually train that memory response to work more effectively.
Perfect. Great tips. And we don't have anyone else that wants to chat with us, and we're actually like on time at the end of the half an hour, so I'm going to count our blessings today, Nate.
Well, good.
We got
actually,
through all the calls, and we're on time. Go ahead.
Good. Well, I will just throw out there also the same time that James Academy is going on down in Kentucky, I am going to be in Pittsburgh. The 13th and 14th, and we will spend a little bit extra time also going over the new horse set there. And then I have an academy in my own home state, trying to make it home more often on the 27th and 28th of March. So that's going to be a great venue. Got a lot of really heart-centered people. So if you're in the Plymouth or Indiana area, or neighboring states, would love to have you be a part of that. So it's always a pleasure, Rainy, to be on the call, and I look forward to it every week. So we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Nate, so much. It's so great to have you here. You know, couldn't do this show without you. You're a great new addition, not new anymore. You've been here for about a year now. Just great to have you, and, you know, with all your knowledge and with all your experience, and, you know, now with the panel and being able to give us some of the information that they're doing, it's really exciting, and I'm so glad to have you with us. And be sure to join his academies in those areas. I mean, if we don't quite have a set thing for just horse, you know, unit education yet, but any of these academies where you've got Nate or any of these other leaders in the horse world, they're going to be really great academies to go to if you're wanting more information on these new horse sets. So be sure to try to get to those. All right. And thanks, everyone. We are finishing on time, and we got to all callers. This is such a great day. And I apologize to any of those people that were having trouble getting on. I'm still working on it with Blog Talk, and I will pass on as much information as I can to them. Hopefully we can get this finally straightened out. But thanks so much for calling in and chatting with us today. And be sure to tune in tomorrow for Recognition Friday. Otherwise, we'll talk to you all next Thursday. Thanks, everyone, and have an amazing week. Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.